Chapter 11. Leaving London. Mrs. Jennings went out to visit some people. After she left, Eleanor sat down to begin her letter to Edward. She worried about what to say and how to say it. Just then, the door opened and Edward walked into the room. He told her that he had met Mrs. Jennings as she was leaving, and she had encouraged him to come upstairs to speak to Eleanor. They both looked embarrassed.
"I have something to tell you," said Eleanor. "Colonel Brandon was here only 10 minutes ago, and he wants to give you the position of priest on his estate at Delaford. There will be an income of about £200 a year."
Edward looked very surprised.
Eleanor continued, "Colonel Brandon is very sad to hear about what your family have done, and he wants to help you. Marianne and I are sad too."
"I am sure that you tried to help me by asking Colonel Brandon to do this," said Edward.
"No," replied Eleanor. "It was Colonel Brandon. He is a very good man."
Edward looked at her for a long time. "I must go and thank Colonel Brandon. He has made me a very happy man," he said, although his face was extremely serious.
After he left, Eleanor thought to herself sadly, "The next time I see him, he will be Lucy's husband."
Soon Mrs. Jennings returned.
Eleanor told her, "Colonel Brandon came here to tell me about the church at Delaford and to say that Edward could have the position of priest there."
"Oh," said Mrs. Jennings, "I am happy to hear this good news for Edward and Lucy. They will have an income and a home at Delaford."
After leaving Mrs. Jennings's house, Edward went to thank Colonel Brandon and then to tell Lucy the news. Soon after this, Mrs. Jennings saw Lucy and found her extremely happy. Eleanor decided that, although she did not like Fanny, it was her duty to visit her. Fanny had been ill, so it was the right thing to do. However, Marianne said that she would not go. She could not pretend to care about Fanny. When Eleanor arrived at the Dashwoods' house, she was told that she could not see Fanny, but John was there.
"I am pleased to see you, Eleanor," he said. "Is it true that Colonel Brandon wants to give the position of priest on his estate to Edward? Why does he want to help him? I am so surprised."
In John's mind, family duty was the only reason to help anyone.
"Yes, it is true," said Eleanor.
"And Edward will have an income of £200 a year. And they are not even relatives," said John. "Why is the Colonel doing this?"
"He wants to help Edward," replied Eleanor.
"Edward is very lucky. But please do not talk about this to Fanny. I have told her and she is very upset," said John. "Mrs. Ferrers knows nothing, but after the marriage, I suppose she must be told. She does not want to see Edward. He has made her suffer so much. She is a very good mother, and now she is thinking that her son Robert should marry Miss Morton," John said.
"Can't Miss Morton choose whom she marries?" asked Eleanor. But John seemed surprised by her question.
At that moment, Robert Ferrers entered the room, and John left to go and tell Fanny that her brother was there. Eleanor was left alone with Robert. Robert said that he had heard about the Colonel's kindness to Edward, and he started to laugh, saying,
"I cannot imagine Edward as a priest, and he will have a very small income. Poor Edward."
Eleanor listened silently, with a serious face.
I told Edward not to spend time with that girl, but he did not take my advice, Robert continued.
As soon as she could, Eleanor found a reason to go. She had to prepare their things, as she and Marianne were going to leave London very soon and travel with Mrs. Jennings to Somerset. Colonel Brandon was also going to join them a few days later. Although Marianne had been unhappy in London, when the time came to leave, she felt only sadness. This was the place where she had had her last hopes of happiness with Willoughby. Eleanor felt pleased to be free from seeing Lucy again, and grateful that Marianne had not had to see Willoughby again. She hoped that Marianne would feel calmer when she returned to Barton. After a long journey, they arrived at Cleveland, the Palmers' home in Somerset. It was a large house in beautiful countryside. As Marianne entered and looked out across the hills, she knew that Willoughby was there, not far away at Combe Magna, his estate. She was full of the deepest sadness. During the days that followed, Marianne spent her time walking alone in the countryside, but soon the weather changed and it rained and rained. After that, she found books in the house and spent her time reading. Colonel Brandon reached Somerset a day or two later and came to visit Cleveland. He talked to Eleanor about Delaford and what it would be like for Edward there. Eleanor noticed that the Colonel was always looking at Marianne. He was very worried that she did not seem well after she had gone out walking while the ground was still very wet. The next morning, Marianne got up and sat by the fire, but she felt very cold. She had pain all over her body, and she felt extremely tired. Colonel Brandon was surprised that Eleanor was so calm as she tried to look after her sister and find ways to help her feel better. Mrs. Jennings said that they must call a doctor. One arrived, and after seeing Marianne, he told Eleanor and Mrs. Jennings that Marianne had a fever and could die. Marianne spoke in a wild and confused way.
Is Mama coming?
She kept asking. Eleanor was extremely worried, and Colonel Brandon decided that he would immediately take his carriage and bring Mrs. Dashwood to Cleveland. Before he left, he made sure that he gave Eleanor clear advice about what time she could expect him to return with Mrs. Dashwood. It would be about 10 o'clock the following night. The next morning, Marianne felt better, and when the doctor came, he told them that the fever had gone. This made Mrs. Jennings and Eleanor feel much happier. But all day, like the others before it, Eleanor sat beside Marianne's bed, ready to bring her anything that she needed. The evening came with strong winds. Suddenly, Eleanor heard the sound of a carriage coming up the road. It was 8 o'clock. She looked out of the window and saw the lights of the carriage and four horses. She called a servant to sit with Marianne, and she ran downstairs, expecting to see her poor mother worried and upset. As she reached the hall, she could not believe her eyes when she saw him standing there at the door. It was Willoughby.